Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And our behavior often blurs the lines between black and white into what's known as the gray area because of our abstract thinking. We can nuance things into what we call the gray area, right? Consequently, the desire for order in the marketplace over the millennia has promoted the establishment of ethical standards to encourage acceptable personal behavior, right? We know about that. And also contracts to establish legal behavior and courts to sort things out when a final authority is required. We have behavior. We have structures that we use to ensure that behavior. And then we have organizations to fix things when they get broken, right? So when it comes to ethics, the so-called professionals, the attorneys, CPAs, doctors, architects, investment professionals, all those folks, they have established and published very specific ethical and professional standards. Plus, they have monitoring entities with sanctioning authority. Indeed, their education and their continuing education includes and sustained certification requires them to be knowledgeable of that profession's ethical standards and their practices. But when small business owners find themselves in the gray area with a customer or other business relationship, there is no rule book that we can call on for guidance, right? Lawyers can go back and read their and fall back on what they have to, what they're thinking, right? What they have to do based on, and that's what they go by, right? Well, small business owners don't have that. We're on our own because the universal code of small business professional conduct and ethical standards doesn't exist, at least not yet. Having been a keen observer of the marketplace and now in six different decades, I'm pleased to report that out here on Main Street, the moral compass, sense of fair play, and inclination to deal in good faith is exemplary. Out here on Main Street, it's exemplary. Small business owners consistently demonstrate that life and business are much simpler and more rewarding when they just do the right thing, when we just do the right thing. No doubt this behavior is the product of generations of ethical monitoring founded in the guidance of ancient codes like the Golden Rule and the Eighth and Ninth Commandments of the Ten. In addition, when you find yourself operating in the gray area, possibly perched on the horns of an ethical dilemma, I want to introduce three of my favorite ethical handles, three that you've heard me talk, you probably heard me say before, one from an ancient philosopher, one from a 20th century Nobel laureate, and one from one of our friends, a 21st century ethical thought leader. On transparency, Socrates said, "The way to live your life with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be. To live with honor." To be in reality what you appear to be. On integrity, Albert Camus said, integrity has no need of rules. If your intention is to have integrity, why do you need to go back and look at a book that tells you how to behave? And on ethics, our friend and Brain Trust member Lynn Morella says, ethics, he's taught us this, ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Let that roll around your head a minute. Ethics is devoted to the unenforceable. Devotion, I should say. Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. I love the way that sounds. I love the way I see that being practiced out here on Main Street. So here are all three of those in one sentence. Quote, John, I noticed one of your terms was left out of the final contract that we signed. Even though the contract's in force, I did agree to that point, so let's put it back in and initial the correction, end quote. Honor, integrity, devotion. That's the kind of thing that I see on Main Street, out here on Main Street, all the time. We don't have to have a book to tell us how to behave. But it must be pointed out that all that we just talked about, all those ethical ideals were created by analog beings, you and me. And this is getting into the area into some new work I'm doing. And it's all about you and me as analog beings, and the world that we're entering. You and I are analog. We're not digital at all. We're completely analog. And we have been for 10,000 years during what I call the analog age, when things move no faster than the speed of sound, 761 miles per hour, the speed of sound. Going forward, though, today and tomorrow, our analog nature and our analog ethics are being challenged by the fact that we're increasingly operating in a digital age. We're analog beings with analog ethics operating increasingly in a digital age where things are moving at the speed of light. Not 761 miles per hour, but 186,000 miles per second. In the analog age, when something was broken, like a contract or a promise, we could typically put it back together before too much damage occurred. But when there's a breach at the speed of digital, putting that lightning back in a bottle is unlikely. Alas, the best retroactive intentions and apologies won't fix the implications of digital leverage gone awry. In analog terms, you can't unpop popcorn or unflash a strobe light. So when most people contemplate digital leverage, they first think of artificial intelligence, which most likely means they're imagining a robot. But you have digital leverage at your fingertip right now. For example, every time you make a post on Facebook, that's digital leverage. At this moment, we're in the middle of a shift from our analog past, 10,000 years of human society as analog beings with our analog society and our analog ethics. But when this shift is, we're moving into a digital future. And I'm writing a book about this, but for now, allow me to recommend a thought to help you contribute to our passage from analog to digital. Next time you hover your finger or cursor over the send key, challenge yourself with this thought. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should. Are you ready to be devoted to the unenforceable before you take a digital step at the speed of light? Something we all have to ask ourselves. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.